This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Following articles published by The Australian vilifying Australia's trans and gender diverse community, as well as other anti-LGBTI reports in the Australian media, the Australian Press Council has released advisory guidelines for reporting on the LGBTIQ community. The proposed guidelines were first put on the table in November 2018, before extensive research and community consultation with editors, journalists, peak community and health organisations, mental health specialists, and people with lived experience. While the guidelines are not binding, they will help the media and publishing industry improve the quality of reporting on issues related to people of diverse sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex characteristics. Independent member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, has urged the New South Wales opposition and Liberal governments to rethink plans to allow police to force people who assault emergency responders to submit to blood tests, as Labor continues to double down on introducing a bill on the same issue. Greenwich said that Labor's policy would result in people being forced to submit to blood tests in circumstances where there was no realistic chance of them transmitting a virus, and that it would be marginalised groups who would bear the brunt of the policy. No one in Australia has contracted HIV in an occupational setting like the bill's advocates have described in the last 17 years. Gay conversion therapy will be banned in the Australian Capital Territory by the end of 2020, after the ACT government announced new plans to improve the lives of LGBTIQ Canberrans. ACT Labor Chief Minister Andrew Barr said the introduction of the legislation would put an end to the unfounded practice and that it sent a clear message that LGBTIQ people do not need to be cured. English singer-songwriter and model Dua Lipa has been announced as the headline act for the 2020 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Party. The multiple Grammy and Brit Award winner, 24, will headline the party, which takes place directly after the iconic Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday the 29th of February. A gay South Dakota man was executed in the US on Monday after he claimed that the jurors in his trial were biased against him because he was gay. Convicted murderer, 63-year-old Charles Rhines, was put to death by lethal injection after the US Supreme Court previously rejected three 11th-hour petitions and a final motion by his lawyers to bring forth new evidence indicating that anti-gay bias had played a role in the jury's decision to sentence him to death. The jury originally convicted Rhines of the crime, but allegedly began discussing among themselves whether Rhines, who is gay, would enjoy jail because he would be in an all-male environment. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The World Cycling Body has joined other sports federations in considering new rules for trans athletes. At a recent meeting in Switzerland, the Union Cycliste Internationale and other groups reached a consensus on potentially changing eligibility standards for trans athletes in elite women's sports and stressed they should meet a lower level of testosterone than is currently favoured by the IOC. Trans cyclist Rachel McKinnon says lowering the limit will have no effect on her eligibility and is frustrated that the media keep targeting her with policies that aren't based on any scientific evidence. A gay sports radio host has been fired for allegedly sending a homophobic tweet to himself. Seth Dunlap filed a workplace harassment claim against WWL Radio and demanded a settlement of nearly $2 million after claiming the station called him a fag on Twitter, but an internal investigation found the tweet originated from Dunlap's cell phone and was reported to the New Orleans Police Department for an extortion investigation. And finally, anti-gay tennis player Margaret Court says she wants the Australian Open to honour her achievements or she won't be showing up to celebrate the 50th anniversary of her calendar slam. Court, who won all four majors in 1970, says her male counterpart Rod Laver was flown in from America and honoured at this year's Open for his success, and if she doesn't receive similar treatment or has to pay her own way, she won't be there. Last year's Homophobe of the Year award winner suggested she had been victimised for her views, but Tennis Australia say they're still deciding on whether they'll recognise her achievements as Court's views don't align with their values.
Thanks, Tanya. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.